Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And as I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. We are just getting started and opening up the show. And bit cold out there, but feels like a heat wave compared to the other day. Not sure about you guys, but when I stepped outside the other day, yesterday, and even the night before, it was like, whoa, this is intense. So it's been a cold couple days, but we're gonna warm up today. We're actually gonna feel some. Like I said, it's almost going to feel like a heat wave comparatively because of the temperature change. But, you know, what's the real damage from that, right? Only time's going to be able to tell us with that one, considering what's going on with, we won't know what's going on till spring if there's been some damage from these temperatures at this point. Just so cold. I mean, you know, I heard the record low. I think the record low for with the wind chill, well, just in general, was a negative 104 in Mount Washington. I mean, incredible. That crazy. Wouldn't be able to even function, obviously. But we are, we're not that bad in this area. I know lots of New Hampshire was in the negatives. We were in negative here. I looked out at one point and it was negative 14. So, we could feel those temperature changes. So definitely, that's definitely winter, right? But, you know, the change in temperatures here today, tomorrow, I mean, just based on what I'm seeing, the temperatures, we could get some 50s again this week. It's just crazy what it's going to do to affect our plants, right? You know, the cold, extreme colds, we're getting some decent swings in temperature, too. You know, tomorrow they're saying close to 50 with a low of 20. That's a huge swing that really can affect our plants long term here. So these are all things that we're just going to have to keep an eye on with our plants this spring. You know, and the biggest thing that we're going to really need to be doing is making sure, first thing, we are fertilizing early. As soon as the ground thaws out, we are fertilizing and getting our plants ready for the year, because they're going to need something from us, right? They're going to need us to give something back to them to help get them going. They're going to rely on us, and that's a big thing that we're going to need to be doing first thing in this year when it comes to spring. So keep an eye out on that, because it is so important to get our plants just established and reestablished, right? Because of those temperatures, it's going to be bad to see. So just keep an eye out for it this spring. And like I said, if you can make sure you're fertilizing first thing, that's what we need to be doing. But again, only time is going to tell what's going to happen with the weather, with everything going on, because of the, you know, we're not going to know what happens, just the way plants are, right? We're going to need to, you know, keep an eye on it, like first thing this spring, right? We've had a lot of rain, we've had a lot of everything. We're going to need to make sure we keep up on that, right? We're going to need to make sure that our plants are not really, you know, not we need to make sure that we're paying attention to them this spring is the big point that I'm trying to make here, because of the fact that it's only going to, they can't do it themselves. They can't just, you know, say, hey, I need water, I need this, I need that, right? So this is an important spring after what we've dealt with when it came to, you know, drought, etc. We need to make sure that we are on our plants to make sure that they continue to thrive, because they started to come back in the fall. They started to show that they were doing well, right? You noticed it. We all noticed it. But if we don't do anything to continue on with that, that's where we start to lose the plants. So this is key to what we're doing this year. If you want to continue with your plants and have them thrive, making sure we take care of them first thing this spring is going to be huge. So just keep that in mind. You know, weather is has such an effect on everything we do when it comes to the garden that it's, you know, it's just one of those things that just comes up so often. And that's why we discuss it, here, and that's why I look at it so much. You know, we're not at the point yet where we'll start looking at, the growing degree days, like what, temperatures we can be, using, you know, the garden, getting out and getting things done, right? We're not there yet. We're still early in the time frame. That's another few weeks. You know, right now we're focused more on indoor plants, but at the same time, we need to look at it and say, all right, well, this could affect our plants long term. What can we do? So just keep that in mind as time goes on this spring, and as we get to spring, right, as winter moves on into spring, we're going to need to keep our eye on our plants. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you know, it's hard to not think about the cold temperatures that happen, but if you look at the temperatures coming forward, it should be some good days to get some things going so that we can, you know, start thinking spring. We're in February, right? This is the month where we start our fresh plants for the year. This is when we get started. This is the season. So let's start thinking about what we can be doing to grow our plants where we want them to be. So let's talk about that as time permits. You know, talk about what soils you need, what what temperatures you need, what else you can be doing to help your plants thrive this season and this early part of the year. Because that's what we're here to help you out with. you know, as always, we kind of look at all the different websites to see what seeds are the best to do. You know, this is a good time to be looking at the different seed packets and saying, all right, I'm going to use this year, or this is when I'm going to start, because we're a couple weeks away from really starting some of these vegetables, right? Some of the coal crops, some of those early plants are going to be getting started by the end of this month, right? Some of the long-term, the longer germination type plants, right? That's what we're going to be looking at doing at the end of this month, maybe even the beginning of next. But it's one of those things where we're going to need to make sure we have everything. Make sure we have the right containers, the right soil, the right temperatures, the right everything. So this is when we plan for it. So now's the time to look into it and say, all right, yep, I have it. Or nope, I'm going to need to get it. And I'm going to go to the store and get it, or I'm going to order it. Whatever it is that you want to do, now's the time to really look at it and say, all right, it's game on. We're ready to go. So we can discuss that as the show goes on, and plenty more. Obviously, the cold temperatures are a huge thing to discuss, but plenty to think about spring. So we can do that as time permits. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work, bro. Over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started with the show today. Plenty of time if you'd like to join us with any of your gardening questions. It's still a little bit cold out there, but I'll tell you, just walking out there this morning, taking the dog out compared to the other day, I could have worn shorts. I wouldn't have, but you get the idea. Just such a change in temperature. It's amazing. And we're going to get that warm up like we've discussed. It's just so crazy. I can't get over the temperatures. And you know, there's that saying in Massachusetts or in New England, oh, it's just New England weather. Yeah, no. Just too much. You can never get used to, how this is. So, but, you know, hey, what can we do? We can think of the things that we want to do this spring when it comes to the garden. Think about warm temperatures, warm thoughts like that. It'll make everything better. We can discuss that today throughout the show, as there's plenty of time for that. Let's talk a little bit about, we can talk about the seeds and the different plants to get, but I think getting the right supplies for you this time of year is probably one of the best things you can do to be successful for the garden. Now, depending upon, you know, are you going to grow a decent sized garden? If you're going to be putting a lot into the garden, you know, maybe it makes sense to get the six pack containers, right? Those plastic containers that have six in each to allow you to grow more of something, so it can actually, you know, get a good amount into the ground. Maybe that's the best way for you. But looking at the containers that you want is huge. You could use the plastic, you could use the peat pots, right? You could use containers that you already have made, ready to go. So maybe you're making patio type containers. You know, the sky is the limit with it, but deciding on how you're going to do it now will make when you plant everything easier. You know, a lot of these six packs come, they'll come single, not single, like a six pack, if that makes sense. So they'll come in a package where there'll be six of the containers or eight of the containers, right? But then you can buy some of them that have the tray already with them, right? So that might be something to be looking at. And that's what I would look at if you're doing a decent amount of plants. That way, you know, you can do a few more and try it out. Because when you buy a bag of seeds or a packet of seeds, we all know that there's not just like one or two seeds in there. There's like 50, some have like 40, some have more, right? Not all of those seeds are going to succeed. They're not all going to germinate. So the idea is to have some space for these items to possibly grow. Some of the failures, some of them are going to get through. I mean, hey, you could be 100% and get them all done. But the idea is as a just in case, let's keep an eye on it and try to have the right product. And that's where those six packs come in. So you can do more than just a couple seeds here and there. And the other thing is, on some of these plants, we're looking to place a couple seeds in each package, in each square, right? And then thin them out with the stronger plants going forward. So those are some of the other options as well. Those are things that we need to keep an eye out and say, all right, yeah, you know what? That was right. We got to do it this way. So those are the things we need to be thinking about when it comes to the container. So maybe some of the bigger containers with more spots for seed are the way to go. So let's continue that discussion on the other side of the break, and we'll move into the type of soil acceptor that you would need for starting seeds. But in the meantime, if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. The polar vortex that was hanging out over the Northeast with wind chills of negative 35 in some cities has moved on. Temps are on the rise today, with Boston expected to reach almost 50. The U.S. finally took action against the Chinese spy/weather balloon making its way across the country.
After days of watching it float across the United States, the U.S. shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday.
It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
President Biden says he gave the initial order to shoot it down on Wednesday, but fears of the balloon coming down in a highly populated area led to the delay in shooting it down until it was over water. I'm John Schaefer.
There was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot on Wednesday will be worth an estimated $747 million. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're talking about some spring, you know, vegetables, getting things ready, and when we're getting started, right? We've talked about some containers. I want to touch base a little bit more on containers because I realize I really hadn't touched a lot on it. But some of these containers, right, I talked about the plastic. There are the peat pots, biodegradable, go right into the ground. You don't have to, you know, change them out and get them into... right into the ground, right? So there's plenty of different options out there. You just got to keep in mind, you know, that there are the options. It's not just the same way each time. And looking at it and saying, all right, I'm going to use this product this way, there could be a different way to do it. So that's some things to think about. Now, when it comes to the seed starting soil, right, we're looking for a nice light mix. A mixture that is considered a seed starter is a soil that is light, or what they call a soilless mix. Right? You know, it sounds odd, but it's exactly what that you're looking for when it comes to a seed starting mix, where it is a mix that doesn't have any of that heavy soil. That's where the easy way to think about it is a soilless mix doesn't have any of the heavy dirt, that thick dirt, right? So think of it that way. Don't think of it as like, oh, there's no soil. That doesn't make sense. It kind of doesn't, but you get the idea. So we're looking for that light mix. Why is that? Well, we're looking for our plants to be able to thrive in a soil that's easier for them to put their root system in, right? That's the big thing here, is they're developing roots on the inside like inside the house, not on the inside of the soil, prior to getting outside. So that's what we're looking to do right now when it comes to the seed starting. So keep that in mind as well. Now, that soilless mix, again, we're just looking for something nice and light, something that's going to hold moisture. We're not looking for ones that right now that have like that moisture additive, right, where it has the little granules in it to hold moisture. We're not looking at that yet. We're not looking to do that at this point. We're looking to something that's going to hold the moisture a little bit longer. You don't have to worry about it as much. But then what you'll be able to do is easily rewater. And the water stays for longer when it comes to these seeds, because they don't need to be soaking wet right away. They don't need to be completely saturated at all times. They're looking just to get established easy. So, what else can be done with these, with this soil? So that soil, we talked about soilless mix. So look for one that specifically states that it's a seed starting mix. The seed starting mix is a nice, easy, light mix that when you actually use it, the best thing to do is to make sure you water it when you get it. Right? So watering it before you put the seeds in it. Why is that? Early on, when a seed is developing, we don't want it to sit in water. We want it to be able to, you know, break down a little bit, but we don't want it sitting in water. And what also happens when you water something that is completely dry? Whatever's there goes right to the top. So we don't want our seeds to just float to the top and get removed from the soil. So that's why we want to water prior. So you don't have to worry about it for probably, depending upon, you know, the area, a couple days, a couple weeks even, depending upon the style. But then that way, the plant already has that water there, and it starts to go. Because think about it, a seed has no roots. So does it need to feed off of water? Not really. The water's there. It will help to break down the outer coating of the shell, etc. But if we already have that broken down in the soil, watered the soil, we don't have to worry about it. So that's part of it. So that's something to think about. So less watering at first to allow us to focus on the sunlight, the warmth, all those things. Because it's not just about the light, it's also about the warmth that comes from in the soil. Because you've heard me talk about this when it comes to the lawn, but the lawn soil temperatures need to be a certain temperature in order for the grass to grow. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to seeds. So that's why we look at using something along the lines of a heat mat underneath our seeds to warm those temperatures up under the soil, to bring that soil temperature into the 60s, even into the 70s, right? Because our temperatures in our homes fluctuate based on the temperatures outside as well. We all know that when the cold was coming, we probably turned the heat up just a little bit to make sure that our heating system could thrive with it, but the temperatures in the house went up. But then as it got colder, it kind of cooled the house down because the heat's not at 100% because of the fact that it's, you know, fluctuating, right? So what I'm getting at is temperatures change within the house. So by using a heat mat of some sorts, what it does is keeps those temperatures the same. So the temperatures don't fluctuate as often. They stay even. And that's what helps our plants thrive. And that's what helps them get going. So keep that in mind. So heat mat, they have so many different styles out there. You know, look for ones on how you plan on growing. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier how I was saying, you know, a six-pack that comes with the tray. The six-packs that you can buy, you know, 8 six-packs plus a tray plus a dome on top or without the dome, etc. Now, they sell heat mats specifically for that exact size. So you can buy it just for that, right? So these are things that we need to be thinking about now because it's almost time to start some of these seeds. You know, we're really close. You know, we have that to look forward to, right? I'm not sure the cold temperatures are going to be back. The way things have been fluctuating, you just don't know. It doesn't seem like it will be, but who knows? But we should be thinking spring soon, if you haven't already. And when we get these cold temperatures, it's really easy to say, oh, man, I can't wait till spring. But now let's plan for it. So we've talked about the soil. We've talked about the containers. And we talked about the additives. And like I was saying, the heat mat, they have them in different sizes. They even have ones that go like on a windowsill, right? Small strips of it. So it can go right on the windowsill. And, you know, you're getting that warm temperature from the sun. Plus that keeps that soil temperature nice and easy. And we're looking for those soil temperatures to be above 65, you know, closer to 70. And as I was saying, you know, the temperatures can fluctuate in the house, especially on a windowsill. I mean, with that weather we had Friday night, a lot of the windows in my home had ice on the inside. It was like something straight out of a movie. And my daughters loved it, right? They're looking at it and saying, ooh, we got snow inside. We don't have to go outside. But the idea is it was so cold at windowsill type would have had an issue. So we got to keep it in mind, keep a lookout on the different things that are there, but it's one of those things where with the temperatures fluctuating outside, that's where the heat mat comes in. It helps the soil stay the same. The soil temperature stay the same, keeps it consistent, and that's what we're looking for. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today. Nice and early here. Temperatures are rising. They're going to rise throughout the day to allow us to, you know, maybe actually get outside. Not to actually do anything, but just to walk outside and not freeze. Not, you know, get out there and actually be able to go for a walk or do something. Because those temperatures yesterday were so hard to just do anything outside, you know, just too much. Anyways, what else is going on? You know, the warm temperatures, maybe it's looking at if you have some wilt proof or wilt stop left, getting out there and spraying the plants, those evergreens that had some, that you sprayed earlier, because some of the times with like a wilt stop, if you sprayed at the end of October, beginning of November, they have a 3 to 4 month span. So all of, you know, say we did at the end of October, like the 31st. So that means all of November, all of December, all of January, we're into February, right? That's already been 3 months. So we need to look at it and say maybe it's time to reapply. And especially after some of those extreme temperatures, it might help to hold some of the moisture that's left in there, stay into the plant. So this would be a good time to do it today, tomorrow, because of the temperatures rising, right? So keep that in mind if you haven't already, because this is going to help just in case we get another cold patch. If we get another cold patch, it doesn't look like it, but we could. just the damage that could happen to our plants, just the ups and downs that have been happening with the temperatures could be detrimental to the plants. So that's why you got to do something now to help protect it. So keep that in mind. The respraying for this, you know, the wilt-proof wilt stock, this would be a time to do it because it needs to be above 40 to 45 degrees, and that'll be later today and into tomorrow. And this is almost the perfect time just to get it done again, if you haven't already. So just let's think about it because, you know, our plants will thank you later. They can't do it themselves, but you know the plants that need it. Those rhododendrons that when you looked outside were completely curled up because they were so cold, let's get those sprayed again. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're thinking spring. We're trying to think of some different things other than that cold temperatures that just happened. And think about what we can do. And really, we're at that time where we're getting ready to start some of our seeds, right? Maybe a little bit early. I was thinking we were a little bit closer to where we are, but some can be done, right? You know, you look at some of your products that you're looking to plant. Well, like tomatoes, one of the most popular, right? We don't start those till the end of March, but that doesn't necessarily mean we shouldn't get everything ready, right? This is the time to get the product. That's kind of one of the things I was going with, so that we can be ahead of it and know what we're going to do. But, like tomatoes, when we start them from seed, usually we start about March 20th, give or take some time. And then we transplant them into the garden by the end of May. Right? So, That's a good amount of time that they're going to be spending indoors. Right, so, say you start May 20th, the days to maturity are 70 days. So that's all of April, all of May. We're already at 60 plus days. But that means they're mature enough that when they go outside, they're going to get started and thrive. So that's kind of what we're looking to do, is get ahead of it so that when it does come time, we're right on it. So I've said this a million times, but I definitely think that one of the best websites when it comes to this information is the Burpee website, right? Burpee.com. I just love the fact that when you click on a different seed, like I clicked on tomato hybrid, it's got all the information on it of when to plant, How many days to maturity, mature sizes, everything. Just everything you need to know is right there. And then you can learn how to grow, how to sow it, how to plant, all these things. So anyways, just want to make sure you hear that. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Dave's in Mass.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I had recently got...
You broke up. You're breaking up a little bit, Dave. What were you saying?
That better?
A little bit, yeah.
I had gotten my son a greenhouse, and I was wondering what kind of direction would you do it, north or south or east or west? And also, what kind of flooring should you put in there?
Okay. So the flooring can be, I mean, anything. Honestly, it could just be the ground that's there. But a lot of times what, you know, we'll do, what I've seen done is, like, having gravel put down. Having something that is a strong pack to it that is not going to really allow weeds to grow through it. Because that's the bigger thing, right? If we just leave it on the soil that's there, you know, we're more than likely going to have weeds to compete. And you don't want to have to worry about that. So that's why a lot of people will look at putting some sort of gravel down to allow the hard pack there to just keep the weed seeds out. Because just leaving it on the soil is not a great thing. Now... You know, do you want to, you know, pavers might be a good way to go if that interests you in it, because of the fact that the pavers can hold some of the heat too, right? They can have some of the warm temperatures to bring that up so that the reflection of the sun is going to help you, right? So that's an option. That's something to look at and say, you know, maybe I do it this way. So that's part of it. Now, the rest of it, when it comes to the directions, let's discuss that on the other side of the break, because there is a little bit to it. It's not just as simple as saying, let's do it this way. So hang tight. When we get back, we'll discuss that. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.